This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. has taken possession of a North Korean cargo ship for violating international sanctions, a first-of-its-kind seizure that comes amid escalating tensions between the two countries over North Korea's nuclear weapons program. The Wise Honest, North Korea's second-largest bulk carrier, was first seized by Indonesian authorities in April of 2018 as it was transporting 25,000 tons of high-grade coal valued at more than $3 million to Indonesia. Indonesian officials later turned over the ship to the U.S. last July. Officials said the vessel is now in U.S. custody and on its way to the American Samoa, and they're seeking a civil injunction against it. U.S. and Chinese trade negotiators have ended the first of 2 days of talks aimed at saving a trade deal, even as the U.S. imposed heavier tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. The tariffs went from 10% to 25% Friday. The Trump administration is said to be trying to force changes in China's trade subsidy and intellectual property practices.
They couldn't have done what they're doing. They're building a ship every 3 weeks. They're building aircraft like you've never seen, fighter jets. I respect it. I don't blame them. I blame our past leadership.
The two sides have been unable to reach a deal due in part to differences over the enforcement of an agreement and a timeline for removing the tariffs. Chinese Commerce Ministry spokesman Gao Fing told reporters in Beijing Thursday that China will not bow to any pressure, and warned it has the determination and the ability to defend its own interest. The ministry issued an earlier statement vowing to take any necessary countermeasures if the tax is in fact implemented, which it has. It went into effect at midnight local time. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.